In this bulletin, the Prime Minister tries to stave off talk. The government will stage two separate elections. The US defends Saudi Arabia as fresh sanctions against Iran come into force. And Australia gets ready for the Melbourne Cup. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is dismissing reports claiming the federal government is open to the idea of holding two separate elections early next year as a way of giving the government more time to win back support. A federal election is due by next May at the latest, but it is within the government's powers to hold an election for half the Senate, then the election for the House of Representatives at a later date. Fairfax Media says some government members are open to the idea, but on the second day of a four-day trip to Queensland, where he's touring marginal seats, Mr Morrison says talk of two separate elections is unfounded and only for people obsessed with political shenanigans rather than the interests of ordinary voters.
It's not on the agenda. It's just not on the agenda. So I'll leave that to the bubble to speculate about. I'm not speculating about it. I'm interested in what Queenslanders are interested in, and that's their roads, that's their infrastructure, that's the support that we can provide for Medicare and affordable medicines, because only our government, the Liberal National Government, that can deliver the strong economy that pays for all this.
United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been forced to defend the United States' relationship with Saudi Arabia as new sanctions against Iran come into force. The sanctions by the United States affect Iran's financial, energy and shipping sectors. The US Treasury Department has imposed penalties on more than 700 new Iran and Iranian-linked entities, vessels, aircraft and individuals. US ally Saudi Arabia has come under sustained attack recently after its alleged murder of dissident Jamal Khashoggi. But Mr. Pompeo says the difference between Iran and Saudi Arabia is that Iran is a destabilizing force and Saudi Arabia is not.
The difference in behavior between those two countries is remarkable. Since we've taken office, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has been very supportive of our efforts on counterterrorism. They've assisted us. I know Secretary Mnuchin has worked with them on a couple of projects as well. It is completely clear the Islamic Republic of Iran is the destabilizing force in the Middle East today.
Still overseas, and U.S. President Donald Trump says he likely won't meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Group of 20 meeting of world leaders. Mr. Trump has tried to reset the United States' relationship with Russia despite claims Russia meddled in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, helping him win. Mr. Trump says he is supportive of the U.S. having good relations with Russia, but the Group of 20 meeting in Argentina later this year is not the appropriate forum in which to meet with Mr. Putin.
Getting along with Russia, China and all of them would be a good thing. I've said it for a long time. So we'll have plenty of meetings, but I'm not sure that we'll have a meeting in Paris. Probably not.
The Reserve Bank is expected to keep interest rates on hold for the 27th consecutive month. The board of the central bank will meet today to make its decision, which will be announced this afternoon. The official interest rate is at a record low of 1.5%. It's been at that level since August of 2016. Big and major economists believe the rate will not rise until next year at the earliest. The Aidan O'Brien-trained horse Yucatan is the favourite for Australia's biggest horse race. The Melbourne Cup, which traditionally brings Australia to a standstill, will be run this afternoon at Flemington Racecourse in Melbourne. Wet conditions are expected for the race, which features $7.3 million in prize money. Amongst the favourites to win the race is Arvilius, trained by the grandson of legendary Melbourne Cup trainer Bart Cummings, James Cummings, and owned by the ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed, who has been trying to win the Melbourne Cup for 30 years, whilst Palestinian refugee turned eccentric British billionaire Marwan Kukash has threatened to accept the trophy in his underwear if his horse, another one of the most backed horses, Magic Circle, wins the race. Quick look at the weather for the rest of today. It's cloudy in Perth and 19. Rain's easing in Adelaide and 20. Showers with a possible storm this afternoon in Melbourne and 20. Showers in Hobart, 19. In Canberra, much the same, 28 degrees. In Wollongong, possible showers in 26. Sydney, much the same in 29. Showers also for Newcastle and 34. Fine weather for Brisbane, 33 degrees. More sun for Cairns and 31 and a possible shower and storm, 34 degrees for Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.